Blog Talk Radio.
TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blue pads, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, what's good, people? It is Friday, April 13th, 2012. Pre-game radio's birthday is April 10th. Of course, that was Tuesday. So tonight is the two-year birthday show for pre-game radio. Happy birthday. What's good, people? It's your man, Brooklyn Black, hanging out, bringing you guys, you know, mayhem. I'll be reminiscing about some crazy stuff over the past 2 years of pre-game radio. And pretty much, you know, things of that nature. Spider-Man to be in the building. I'm going to tell you, get into this caller right here. Last four digits is 2276.
What's good, Brooklyn? What's happening, baby? This is your boy, Silky.
What's happening, Silky? What's good?
Oh, man, ain't too much, man. I'm over here chilling with Bay, you know, with the Queen. Got a cuddle all over here, too. You know, we just doing what we do. Been a pleasure, you know, getting a chance to get back on the show and speak with you, you know.
Just wanted to see what the topic is going on for tonight. Yep, we'll definitely get into that. And, of course, you know, big shout out to Silky and the Queen holding it down in Houston.
Okay. What's the topic for tonight?
Well, our topic for tonight.
Bae says she's going to make a topic, but she's going to make a topic
queen,
after Silky's topic.
Tell the queen.
Yeah.
She's more than welcome to come hit me with a topic, but she ain't going to be coming through on the studio, kicking in the door, trying to regulate up in here.
Silky is going to deliver the message. Brooklyn says, tell the queen she ain't going to be kicking the door in, trying to regulate on this show tonight.
Since Red Drake was in the picture, that'd be our first throwback, you know what I'm saying? So if you guys remember Above the Rim came out, that was the popping movie. But
Hold on, wait, what movie?
What's that?
You said there was a popping movie. What movie?
Above the Rim? You told me Above the Rim wasn't popping?
Above the Rim. Above the Rim is supposed to be popping? Man, you old people. I swear to God.
All right, we're going to get back on that when we come back. But we're going to get to the track. Quick Game Radio. We'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
Regulators. You regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. You gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some search for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC, on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some, so I said, I'm stuck.
These girls peeping me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. These looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to pick up better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren 12. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They want to come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. I laid all them buses down, I let Mike explode. Now I'm switching my mind back into freak mode. If you won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just left a gang of over there on the curb.
Now Nate got the freaks, and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E-N-E, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. But Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of them names was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your side. She said my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell.
It's pregame radio. You may have to look on black. Spider Man in the building. Now, we're going to other throwbacks. You know, we got to give the shout out to, of course, Queen and Silky, the pimp couple and shit. Now, Spider Man, you know, it's been a while since you've been here, so I got to kind of update you. As of late, it has been coming through, taking over here, and there's some topics and having some good conversation. So I figure tonight should be no exception. Now, Silky and Queen, what y'all want to go in on tonight?
Well, you know, Silky has a couple of little topics that he wanted to kind of go in on, you know. But I'll let my queen have the floor, you know, for a moment, you know, anyway, just to see what, you know, where her mind is at. Because, you know, I'm actually, you know, Silky is just really not sure that the general public is ready for what he has to say. You know, they kind of tend to take things a tad bit out of context, get up in their feelings and whatnot, you know. And I think it's because the general public has become accustomed to lies. Therefore, the truth hurts, and it hurts too much to handle. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I think I would rather let her have the floor and, you know, see what she has to say, and then perhaps piggyback a little bit off of what she has.
All right, well, let's get into it, even though, you know, pregame radio is no stranger to controversy. But, if you want to tone it down a notch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is tonight I'm on a leash.
On the leash.
Yeah. I don't know if you know too much about me, but basically I'm the guy who really doesn't care. But anything black says goes.
You sound like Silky's evil twin.
Now,
yes.
Now you know, black pretty much lets any and everything fly here at so it's not really much of a.
I need to calm down after I.
Well, hey, you know what, Black. Let me touch on something that has been a tad bit of a recent. It's been a recent topic of discussion over the last couple of days. Not necessarily my idea, but Silky feels that this is something that definitely has to be addressed. Now, while Silky was at work, he came to the knowledge that there was a post with regards to women that know that they are perhaps part of the BBW movement, but whether or not it's tasteful or distasteful for them to do certain poses, certain things, wearing certain garments and such. Now, this created an uproar. Not that that is surprising, I mean, because if you come in the house and say, oh, the newspaper is wet, most black women, 90% of them, are just going to fucking go ballistic and lose their mind. You know. Now, Silky happens to have a black woman that is not of that greater percentile. As a matter of fact, she has been described as being so much like one of the guys to where she is hated, despised, talked about, and even kicked out of various groups on a regular basis because of her views.
Look, if she can't open a beer bottle with her teeth and spit the bottle top 10 feet, she is not one of the guys.
Where? If she doesn't have a higher kill death ratio than me on Call of Duty, she's not one of the guys.
Silky never said she was one of the guys. Now, why would y'all say any dumb shit like that, first of all, because Silky doesn't fuck with guys. Silky is fucking a beautiful black woman. Know that, all right? Now, let's get back on track because I just, you know, I'm trying to pattern this towards other individuals, you know what I'm saying?
But I feel what you're saying on as far as the big girls, you know, they doing shit now. Let's put this one, you know, there's some people who like that shit. You know, they like the big, rotund, you know, women spread out and things like that. But common sense does have to come into effect. You know.
Yes, it does. But everybody's viewpoint of common sense seems to be skewed. In other words, now, and actually, Sika would blame these dudes. Silky knows that the term thirsty has been overused and overrated for a long time now. But here's the thing.
Can Spider-Man ask, can Peter Parker ask Silky a question real quick? Okay, I understand what you're saying, and I understand your point of view, and I'm listening to what you're saying. Again, you even opened your I don't want to sound disrespectful by calling it this, but your tirade with this is how you think. So that means this is your personal opinion. I understand that. But what I want to know is why are you focused on race as a factor? That's me personally. Now, this is me. This is me saying this is my opinion. I don't care what race you are, but as far as the sexes go, I can agree with almost everything you say. But when you say the black woman, I can't deal with that. I can't rock with that.
Let me interject. All right. Spider-Man, let me ask you. When you go, go on break.com or YouTube or NoWayGirl.com, right? And there's always some big chick in some compromising position. What race is she?
But why are you basing it on social media?
But I'm saying
it's usually online, if you really want to get down into it. Screw NoWayGirl.com. Let's talk about, like, blazers. So, yeah, let's get into something like that. Let's get into blazers. Let's get into freaking Break.com. Who is it always doing these stupid things? We can say white boys, right? But you know damn well that you know somebody down the block in Brooklyn who's blacker than all of us who did something 10 times stupid, well, 10 times more stupid. You know what I'm saying? You can't just base things like that off of race, in my personal opinion.
Well, first of all, Silky was never basing anything strictly upon race. Silky is black. His beautiful queen is black. His mother is black. His father is black.
Okay.
You know, there is nothing but blackness surrounding him. Silky's in the dark, if you will. Now, the point that is being made is not about race per se.
Okay.
It is but a mere aspect based upon some input that was that was read of various comments and posts over the last 24 to 48 hours.
Okay. Understood.
Now, one thing Silky will not deny is the fact that we as a race have a big problem and issue with accepting ownership. In other words, it's always one of us that is complaining about being stereotyped because of the fact that we are being called out on our being stereotypical.
Understood.
Now,
that I can rock with.
Now,
definitely.
If you have a problem with someone judging you, talking about you, referring to you in certain situations because of certain things that you know very well are indicative of a lot of people, maybe not most of the people that you know or that you're related to or that you've seen or whatever, but you know good and well are applicable to your race. Don't get mad. All you can do is change yourself and pray that others that are likewise will do the same.
And
in other words,
the
whole hoopla behind the chicken commercial that Mary J. Blige did, I love chicken. Silky wishes he had some chicken right now. Not even going to lie. Silky's eating pizza, but wishes he had some chicken right now. And would blast Mary J. Blige singing about the chicken in the background while he's eating. You know, we focus on the wrong things at the wrong time. And when the right time comes along, we spend all our energy on the wrong things, to where we're no longer concerned about the stuff that actually matters. You know, I could go in on the entire Trayvon case, but I won't.
We don't even need to do that.
I won't, you know, because it's not so much about making a point, but as it is about just stating facts and hoping that people would notice and accept them. I have about 25 tattoos. None of them on my face, but from my neck to my waist, hands, arms, the whole getup. Now, for most people, black included, that would see me, Silky fits the stereotypical image of a thug, a gangster, an ex-con, the whole nine yards.
I was gonna say that,
but it's only upon speaking to him, getting to know him, that one would go ahead and come to the realization that their preconceived notions and judgments that they passed upon him are false. But Silky understands that because of his image, that he was going to be subjected to a lifelong endearment of those type of judgments against him. Now, why in the world can't the other 90% of the world go ahead and admit and accept the same? It's unknown to them.
347-857-4300 to his pregame radio. Happy birthday to pregame radio. Big shout out to Baltimore Sun. Big drug everyone who's rocking out in Maryland. Big shout out to Houston, Texas. Got Silky in the building. And of course, Spider Man's here rocking with me. She's holding it down. Brooklyn's in the building. I got another throwback for you. And I firmly believe if you are not one from Brooklyn, two, a child of hip hop, you will have no idea who this is. And matter of fact, I'll even sweeten the deal. If you get to tell me, one, who made the song I'm about to play, and two, the members of the group, I will give you a ticket to where I'll be May 7th at the Pyramid Club with Beanie Sigel in the building. So, hit Google. If you got Slacker Radio on your shit, hold it up to your computer speaker. If you're in the New York City area and you call in, hit me up on Facebook, whatever, with the correct answer, you get to see Beanie Sigel all on pregame radio. All right? And we'll be right back.
Before I hit my block, I think I make a hit from the on the good ship. Lollipop, move the hop, so I can put the hip in the grip. Everybody slips, so I can take a trip to the dip. Dig a deeper hole, microphone control with soul. Look in my hot eyes and tell me, how could you be cold? I'm coming to you from the underground with soul.
thunder sound. Number one question, yo, how can I be down? Well, I tell you, bring your lighter and roll your finger. Back up on your lighter till you see the fire finger. Go from left to right, then front to back. Herbal, verbal, let us give the mic contact. React whenever I keep the head scoping. Don't front, you know I got you. Don't front, you know I got you open. It's the original head meeting, original crook. Don't front, you know I got you open. Check my dialect from a diaphragm, my man. Don't front, you know I got you open. It's the original head meeting, the original crook. Don't front, you know I got you open. Check the dialect from a diaphragm, my man. Yeah, my crew walk the streets at night like looking for the right one, baby. If it's payday, I'm at your doorstep. I never sweat swinging the F. Nowadays, just my rep is known for the tricks that are straight like toys in the cypher with my boys. We be getting busy, record shop. I drop the top, I make the seeds pop from the live that I sparked last night in the dark. I be dedicated to the moon, cause it's black. Resurrect, come back. Tell me about the other side, Jack. Now we going back to who got the props. When I blew up the spot last year on the box, pressure to come back with another fat single. Not too underground to make it stop when you mingle. But bust it, pay attention to the third verse, and I'ma take you to another level first. Yeah, don't front, you know I got you open. It's the original head meeting, the original crook. Don't front, you know I got you open. And you're sweating, you the number one DJ. Don't front, you know I got you open. It's the original head meeting, the original crook. Don't front, you know I got you open. Now you're sweating, you the number one DJ. First of all, listen, I'm letting you know that when you see me at a show, you better prepare for the flow right away. I'm dimming the brighter day, it's never sunny. Still on nothing move but the honey out the pay. So I enter the brother zone, I come to the front of the day to let you know who's on the phone, leave it alone. See, it's a hip-hop thing, not a fake drip, drop fame, but on the ass lane. You can fool the rest, but you can't fool me. See, the best school me. For the simple fact, it's the G-O-G. Fuck to the shot, steel to protect, pen rock to the rock. So forget the past, no more shorty. Strictly rough shot, I rock it one down to 40 below. I got to let them know that I elevated levels higher every time I felt the fire. People tried this when your jam got cold. Used to be the man, now your band got old. I know the plan, so I keep scoping. Don't front, don't, you know I got you open. Don't front, you know I got you open. It's the original head meeting, the original crook. Don't front, you know I got you open. Check the dialect from a diaphragm, my man. Don't front, you know I got you open. It's the original head meeting, the original crook. Don't front, you know I got you open. Check the dialect from a diaphragm, my man. Yeah, without no doubt, this is dedicated to me. Big Five, Big Trev, Rails in the place to be. I'm coming to get you out, kid. And we out.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Yo, stop the music. It's your girl, Miss New Shoes, and I'm tuned in to Pregame Radio with my boy, Brooklyn Black Lady, still on Ebb, supporting real indie music. You know how they do. Now back to the music, baby. Please step on. Bye.
Yeah, we're back, pregame radio. We played, you know, just let us know the track I played before the new edition. You know, I played the new edition for the 80s kids, the 80s babies. You know, let them know what the some of the real music was. But we got Spider-Man in the building. And we got a real, you know, we got some real good combo going down tonight. And I'm real happy, real amped about that.
That's
an opportunity presented itself.
And
she's
looking at
talking about
how
she's
not even watching.
Put on
top of that. Yeah,
the opportunity is there. All right, we're going to give them a second to gather their thoughts back in. But, wow, that was, that is some good combo we are having. You know, and it just so seems to happen we have good combo when Spider-Man's in the building, so that's always a great thing.
Yes, sir.
We were doing this pregame radio thing 2 years, 3 days. You know, Spider-Man came through when we hit a little while after the 1 year mark, and he's been rocking with us ever since. And we've had some crazy, crazy combo pregame radio. We're pretty much starting out right around the time Michael Jackson passed.
Yeah.
started in 2010. So it was coming near the anniversary, and this is when they had they were going to charge Conrad Murray with the manslaughter, and she's a big Michael Jackson fan. You know what I'm saying? Like growing up, she lived, breathed, ate Michael Jackson. And then we had this other call, and they were going back and forth, like to the point that they continuously butt heads on Facebook over any given topic. So most stuff we had some crazy combo. We had some great guests. We had St. Lunatics in the building, big shout out to Kiwan and Murphy. We had Amy Miller in the building. We had Shaheen the Rugged Child in the building with us. You know, so Pregame Radio has been good, and you know, and I thank the people, those who support, those who call in and
start me on Twitter. You got the best. Oh, he just broke out. He broke out.
Spider-Man can get live with my combos. So we'll bring it back in a minute. So it's just me. You know, once I check to see if everyone's, you know, all well and good. Oh, we have another call on deck. Last 4 digits, 3490. What's up? You're live on pregame radio.
Hey, what's up, pregame radio? Happy 2 year anniversary.
Oh, Lady Steele is in the building. So let me, everyone, brace yourselves. We have Lady Steele, we have Spider Man, and we have Silky from Houston in the building. So I can only imagine.
Explosive.
Yes, this is exclusive right now. For those who know, Lady Steele has been with us since day zero. Some of us have been rocking pregame radio since day one.
Oh,
well,
right.
Steele has been here since day
one. No, come on.
Steele in the background.
not Lady Steele's background, so I don't know what that is.
No, I said Silky. The guy's name is Silky. Like I swear he's a pimp from Texas. He talks in the third person. He has the accent and everything. Now, Lady Steele has been here for some of the crazy combos, for the crazy shows we've had.
Yeah. And
so,
there's nothing that is ever going to cross when he debuted his tracks, and they were like not airworthy.
Wait, what artist are we talking about?
Amin the God?
Oh, Amin the Don. Oh, man. That was definitely one of the most lackluster songs that we have played, which is why we keep our regimen, our requirements so strict. Like, if you suck, if your music is garbage, we're going to tell you, you know. And I remember playing the track, and I caught myself, like, dozing off in between. you know, but
I remember that track played, and it was the same night that Miss Brooklyn and Miss New Shoes decided to come through, and it was myself and S. And those tracks dropped, and it set a precedent for what not to do on pregame radio.
It definitely wasn't, you know. Oh man, like I can't even. I really don't even want to think back and remember, and focus on that. But see, we at pregame radio, we give everyone a shot. We just say, just come correct. That's all. Just come correct with your shit, and that is what it is. Now, they still. Can you recall some of like probably your the one type of combo, the thing we went in on that stands out the most for you?
I think, what if I remember? I think some of our most heated discussions were about reality television between Eb and I. Oh, and the Dumbasses of the Week. When we decided to introduce that skit, you know, we clashed on those a lot. I remember the snowstorm of last year with Bloomberg and stuff.
Oh,
that
man.
That was a good one.
And how,
there was another one, though. There was a big, oh, Eb and I, when we clashed over Kim and Nicki Minaj. That was a big one.
Oh, man. And actually, there was, that one never really came to, that one came at a stalemate. Because at the point,
yeah,
it was really
we wouldn't.
Neither one would accept defeat over the next. So it was definitely really, really crazy, and definitely one of the faves of pregame radio. I would also even say one of my favorite moments was a moment when I wasn't here, such as Ladies Night, and when
Ladies Night, we always rocked out.
And Webster Steel, because, you know, those shows I would always at least call to check in, and then later on I'll go back and listen to everything. And those are some real crazy shows, and I'm real, you know, real happy to see that it popped off and everyone, you know, they got their own little shtick, so to say. And that's what I was about. I'm going to say about that. We have another caller. And I'm actually real happy that Still is here. I'm just really happy that she's here. It's been a while since she's been here.
I know, because I've been wrapped up in so many different things, but I would never forget pregame radio. That's like,
I know. Well, just I have to do this.
Hey, yo, it's your boy, Sag Black. You now listening to the pregame radio show with my brother, Brooklyn Black. Hello, Alex.
You know, so
shout out to Sag Black, because that drop is always hot.
Now, see, you haven't been here a while, you know, because we also got a new drop of New Shoes. You know.
Yeah, I have a different going on.
I'm going to drop that in a minute, but we have another caller. The last four digits is 1804. What's good? You're live on pregame radio. 1804, you're live on the air.
Yo.
1804.
Well,
you good?
Don't make Steel come out and get you, man.
I was about to say, like, speak up, because we got, like, the lines are lighting up. We can't be holding spots for you, so speak up or grab all your bees.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
yo,
so,
1804. Yo.
What's this?
What's good?
What's good?
Well, that's Spider-Man. I want to know who the caller is.
No, I see. No, I hear now. I hear now that it's Spider-Man.
What? Like, that caller, he's real mute. What's good? You know, where you calling from? We'll give him a second to collect his thoughts. But, you know, I have Spider-Man. I have Lady Steel here. So, you know, because it was even asked at the end of last year when I was asking the people what shows should be brought back. And the majority of people says pregame radio spoken word, which goes down next Friday and Saturday night. And other people said Webs of Steel. Now,
Webs of Steel, we had that one episode. It was one or two.
I mean, the experience I had with residency, I loved it. You know, it's my fledgling little idea. It's something I hold near and dear because it's part of what I want to do in life and future in the future. You know, man, if I had the opportunity and the time, I'd definitely get back into it. So I'm not giving up on it. I just got to talk to Miss Steele one day without any interruptions or any distractions, and I'm pretty sure something will come of it. If not in the same capacity that we did it in, maybe it even come into like a vlog or a blog. You know, I see that as possible. So it's not a dead idea. It's something I'd definitely do again.
Yeah, you know, and you got to get a whole thing still with this shit. You know, but ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. Let it still will be back. So keep it locked here, and I'll definitely let you guys know.
Was it still will be back? I didn't even know that, but okay.
Yeah.
You just don't
know when.
Like I said,
in
some capacity, regardless of how or when, it will return. Like I said, me and Steele have to actually conversate on it, and whatever happens after.
Vitamin and I need to have a side conversation as far as how we would decide that we want to proceed with Webs of Steele. And also, the S&M show and pregame radio, you know, everything, like, kind of corroborating each other. But at this moment, I'm, like, so tied up in everything else. I haven't been on the scene, but just because I know this is the 2-year anniversary, I had to call in.
Yeah,
I said I would not do that to Brooklyn Black because I know you give me a pass every single week when I'm not, like, vocal or, like, you know, visible.
Yeah, I
didn't
know you asked for that one. I'm just saying, I'd have came to whip your ass if you didn't call in tonight. We'd have had a problem. But
yeah. My bad.
Oh, and congratulations to Spider-Man, about to become a father.
Spider-Man.
Wow, Steel, for real? On the air? Thank
on
you.
What's the deal with being congratulated on the air?
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, hopefully it's a little boy. I'm hoping for a boy. We find out this week, actually, whether it's a boy or a girl. And I personally have a name picked out for the boy and the girl, but I gave her full control over what the girl will actually be named. But the name I picked out for the girl, she kind of
I'm going to tell you this right now. And we have no bad blood between us. I would just tell you that personally, I would prefer if you had control over the names because I don't know. Well, you know what? I'm going to keep that thought to myself because this is not what we're seeing.
Yeah, because actually, you know, I'm like sitting right next to you.
Oh!
You're right next to her. I mean, I just don't think that she's that stable to name another human being.
Oh, my God. Happy birthday, pregame radio.
Yes, all black.
Remember, I didn't say her name or nothing like that, so nobody knows who it is. They just know it's whoever you
it
do.
Doesn't even matter.
You know what? Let's move on and celebrate
more. Hold on. Wait. Let me do this. I appreciate the congratulations. Thank you so much. And I really hope it's a boy because the name I picked out for that dude, yeah, it's going to be amazing. You got to do
it. I swear to God, if you name that kid Goku or Gohan, I'm coming to Florida and I'm kicking your ass.
Exactly. It's some super Saiyan name that he picked out for the kid. Like, we already know
that. I'm going to name that nigga Peter Parker. What are you talking about?
Kid is going to be born Grandmaster Shire. Kid Oko.
No, actually, if it's a son, I'm going to name him Legend.
Oh,
So
okay,
that's what I have for his name.
You know what? Like I said, congratulations.
Was that like a poke at the name I picked for my son?
What?
Okay.
Yes, this is the madness when I get Spider-Man and Lady Steel together, throwing a little Palmer song.
What is that?
That's a pregame radio. And this is what we
Well,
get.
You know what? After being told fuck you so many times, there was no way in hell that I wasn't going to call in to see your anniversary show. I had to
change
my name.
I could have sworn I was, you know what? Yeah, anniversary. Fantastic. Happy birthday.
Yeah. You know, I think we need the latest deal drop right about now, Black. Where is it?
Okay, I'm going to play for you in a second. I missed when Lady Steel would get all bossy with me on air and shit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know. It's hard because I missed it,
but don't worry. I got you. But before I do it, I have to get into a this Facebook request. Shout out to the homie James. He wanted to hear this. We'll be right back on Free Game Radio, Brooklyn Black Lady Steel, Spider-Man. It's the birthday, so we here chilling, having fun, and just walling out for the next hour or so. All right, and we'll be right back.
I'm gonna let you lose my
minute, wait a minute. Yo, stop the music. It's your girl, Miss New Shoes, and I'm tuned in to Pregame Radio with my boy, Brooklyn Black, Lady Still on Ebb, supporting real indie music. You know how they do. Now back to the music, baby. Please step off my shoes.
Yeah, we're back. And I told you, Still, you will love that shit.
Okay, I love it, but that still wasn't my drop. And you know what? Tell James the request that you got, that he got mad jokes, because he know that ain't nobody on pregame radio like that shit. I'm sorry, I'm drinking. Shit.
Oh, my God. Lady Still, you want to hear your drop? Don't worry. I got you right now. It's loading
up. Come on, Dax knows that. I told Dax personally I hate that shit. James only requested that because James got a joke. And if James got a problem with what I'm saying right now, James come see me.
Wow. I'm kind of bothered there tonight. So see, that's why I don't fuck with Paul Masson.
You spoke to me earlier, and you knew that I was drinking Paul Masson.
That's why I don't fuck with Paul Masson. See?
Let me stop. No, but seriously, ladies and gentlemen, I am not hating. That track was already voted as, like, something I don't like from, like, last year. I don't know why James would request that unless he was trying to ruffle my feathers, and they're tight ruffled.
Tight ruffled. Okay. So I'm gonna do the same for Lady Still before she comes and tries to fight me and shit. And 347-857-4302 is the number. Shout out to everyone across the state, across the world. We got callers checking in from the UK, so big shout out to them holding it down tonight, and we'll be right back.
Remember back in the day?
Yeah.
R.I.P. Big.
I remember when I loved honey. Now lately you've been acting funny. Please, baby, that's a new flame. Just like back in the day, we can grow from pain.
Yeah, a lot of things have changed.
Remember back in the days when niggas had waves, gazelle shades, the corn braids, pitching pennies, honeys had the high top jelly, shooting skelly, motherfuckers was all friendly, lounging at the barbecues, drinking brews, with the neighborhood crews, hanging on the avenues, turn your pages to 1993, niggas is getting smoked, G, believe me, talk slick, you get your neck slick quick, cause real street niggas ain't having that shit, toting tech for rent, smoking blunts in the project hallways, shooting dice all day, waiting for niggas to step up on some fighting shit, we get hype and shit and start lighting shit, so step away with your fist fight ways, motherfucker, this ain't back in the day, but you don't hear me though,
yeah. Okay.
I remember when I loved honey.
Okay.
Now lately you've been acting funny.
Yeah.
Please, baby, let's renew the flame. Just like back in the day, we can grow.
I'm not a kid anymore. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Like back in the day, we can grow.
Check it. The names change, the roles remain. These youngins think Ross is big, the new Pac is Wayne. Screaming, you only live once, nigga. Taylor gang, while squeezing the trigger of the wand on they video game. Thugs is a dying breed. It's all about getting high off weed, and my supplier keep Drake on repeat. A little too emotional for me, but he always seemed to hide like a 0-2 for me. I think I get it. Nah, I ain't on no pulpit. We seen with beef. Wanna party and bullshit, I ain't mad at him. I see the changes, black president, it's evident, life moving phases.
Yeah.
It only makes sense that our kids can't relate to this.
Okay.
That was the point, roll the joint, get baked to this. 2012 Raheem, walking with my stereo. But y'all don't hear me though.
I remember when boys went from yucky to ooh, give me more sweet kisses. When punchies didn't start a fight, it just meant you saw a budgie. When finger waves and Nefertiti earrings meant you were fly. Fast forward to the late 90s when respect was given freely. Without thinking, now it's just a theory. When men's pants was above their ass. Now they show their asses as if they give it freely. when men took care of their kids and cribs. And now instead, they're doing bids. I remember when smiles were more than just a mask. But y'all don't hear me though.
Pre-game radio, Brooklyn Black, Spider-Man, and Lady Steel.
Yeah.
Oh, and before she fights me.
Exactly.
Hey guys, you are now tuned into Pre-game Radio, the ever so sexy Lady Steel, chilling with my homeboy Brooklyn Black and my homegirls, Ed and Tasha B.
There you go, see?
Now, my shit was, and every time I play it out here, I'm like, she gave herself the all crazy, the ever so sexy, and the rest of us, my home boy and my home girls. Like,
I need to.
Oh, so sexy, but homeboys and home girls. What's the contradiction? What's the problem?
I ain't gonna start a fight like Sasha just said in the song, but you don't hear me though. But you don't hear me though. Well, Baltimore studs in the building. Baltimore, what's good, Obi?
Yo, what's good, pregame?
What's that?
What's good?
What's going on, bro?
Nah, I was listening on the online. I just got off of work, so I was able to call in. You know what I mean? I'm sitting back, just chilling, enjoying the moment.
Yes. Now, Baltimore Suns been here for, you know, since around day zero also.
Yeah.
And he's been here when we had some crazy combos, some off-the-wall freestyles.
Oh, man.
So, let me ask you, what was some of your favorite, moments of pregame radio?
Couple of my favorite moments is when Black, you know, you my man and everything like that. But you know, I mean, a couple of my favorite moments was when I was on the ladies' night with Miss Steele and Neb. They was rocking out on the ladies' night. I had tuned in one night on my way home.
It was just real chill. Let me stop. This is Brooklyn Black. Don't hire me, guys. He has me on payroll, so I can't say anything bad.
I even said Ladies Night was one of my favorite moments, too. When I wasn't here, that was one of my favorite shits.
Yeah,
you know,
of course. Ladies Night, we put all of the guys under pressure.
Well, I definitely had to say,
Hold up. What ladies are you talking about?
You think that just because I don't have the other two or three females with me that I can't turn this into ladies' night? Because I really can.
Wow.
And I don't want to do that because it's the 2-year anniversary and we're supposed to be celebrating on pregame radio, but if you're trying to challenge me, then I guess.
Wow.
it's not even a challenge, but I'm saying, I never recall men being shut down on ladies' night.
What?
You don't recall what?
Like I said, I don't recall that happening.
Well, then guess what? There is an archived show that you can go back to on your blog talk, and it will show you how the men have been shut down throughout the history of Ladies' Night on pregame radio.
Throughout their history. So you know what? That only leads me to believe that just for the fun of it, whenever the mogul can fit us into our schedule, but we should have a ladies' night.
You know what? I think we are due for a ladies' night, though. This weekend, we're definitely due for one. With myself, Ollie, and us, we're due for a ladies' night on Pregame Radio. And
I want to see this shutting the game down shit. I want to see that shit. But granted, like I said, I'm not going to take it away. Ladies' night shows were some of the ones were some of the most higher rated, most downloaded, most archived shows in the history of pregame radio. I would definitely hand it to them. But, like I said, I just don't remember phones getting shut down.
Never happened.
But we got a caller in the building. The last four digits, 8487. What's going on? You're live on pregame radio with us.
Hi, this is Queen.
What's up, Queen? What's going down?
Hey, what's going on?
You know, we here chilling, reminiscing, you know, because it's the 2-year anniversary of pregame radio, you know, so we're just looking back, playing tracks, talking shit, you know. Look, you were here a little while ago, lost them.
Well, happy anniversary.
Well, thank you, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So what are y'all talking about? Just like...
Yeah, we pretty much reminiscing, kicking back about that. Silky, he had some good topics, and we was trying to finish up on those, but we lost him.
Oh, yeah, he went to eat.
And now we're on the point of, because before the history of the show, we had this spinoff called Ladies Night, where Lady Steele and a couple of other ladies of Pregame Radio, they were hosted. And she's saying that the men always shut down. I have no recollection of this. I don't think it can happen. Now, since Lady Steele and Spider-Man have not been here for a while, they've had other endeavors and stuff, they don't know how Queen's come in, and she's trying to shut it down. And we had great conversations. So now that the Queen's here, so now Lady Steele has an ally.
Is everyone into music? Like
you guys on pregame radio, because I was just in a hot makeout question, so I wasn't able to defend myself. But I'm back to my senses again. Now, what's that talking about me?
Wow.
I'm gonna pretend the hot makeout shit didn't even just happen, but
yeah,
I was saying
because that's the only reason why you ain't hear my shit.
I was updating Queen Tasha, repping Houston. About how you were saying that the men were shut down. Now, I said that now that Queen is here, because Queen,
but was she there during the actual, taping?
Was she shooting
when we were in the gym?
Oh, she wasn't shooting with you in the gym?
Exactly. So what can she say?
I was just wondering, since Lady Steele, you wouldn't want that the man gets shut down, it would have been kind of unfair to challenge you since you were outnumbered by the men, and since the Queen came in. I figured now, if you were to attempt to prove your point.
Hey, who's outnumbered? Who's outnumbered?
Oh, here we go.
You
know what? You're provoking a beast right now. I can admit that. You stick it. You right now. What you're doing is you poking the dragon with the spear, man.
Listen. You a dragon, but you gonna be a dragon in South Florida. You and I do not know.
Wow, we're blowing up locations and shit.
I'm coming back up to Brooklyn in a little bit, right?
Sorry.
didn't even hear anything she said. Yo, Black, can I do something real quick?
You don't need to know what I say.
Let's get into it.
I just want to shout out somebody real quick, if that's cool.
Yeah,
that's your phone. I just want to give a shout out to my boy, Marco. You know what I'm saying? He's the administrator and the head of the website, www.superherohype.com. He was actually the reason I was able to view the premiere on the red carpet for the Avengers movie on Wednesday. I was one of the few people that was able to view the entire movie online. And I can say, honestly, yeah, whether you're into comic book movies, action movies, don't matter. Go see it. May 4th, it comes out. Love comic book movies, but that movie...
Hold on. You saw the Avengers and you couldn't even send a link to it?
Yo, I've been out of the loop. You know what I'm saying? I was surprised that they even sent me the link to it. You know what I mean? I had to watch it on my phone on the go. You know, but it was a good movie.
Okay.
Is it a movie? What's the name of it?
The Avengers. It comes out on May 4th. It's headed by the Marvel Industry Comic Book Company. But Marvel is currently owned by Disney, so they're distributing the movie under Disney.
Pretty much.
It's in the same line of movies with Iron Man, Captain America, The Incredible Hulk, Spider-Man.
This movie is about to be the ish. Actually, you know what? And like, what I would like to say is like, maybe in about 10 to 15 minutes, I propose like after we do a couple of tracks, maybe a little bit of prop talking, a couple of commercial breaks, drop all that, whatever. One of the godsons of the founders of the Blood Gang.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually in his company right now, so I propose we do a little Q&A with him.
Okay, if you're up for it, let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, we can wait a little bit or whatever the case may be, because I'm running around all over the place, but when I find my way back to him, I'll cue you guys and I'll let you know.
Okay, so
Spider-Man would love to like attack him. So
attack him? Why would you want? So I'm gonna attack anybody? Are you serious? For what? I don't even know the man.
Spider-Man. When I say attack, I mean ask questions. I don't mean ask
with
attack. I'm
gonna ask questions, but you don't have to label it like an attack.
You know what? Don't make me come down to Florida, okay?
And do what?
You know what I would do. Don't you dare. And I don't care if Alexandra is sitting next to you, because, nigga, I'm Alexandra.
Wow, okay. All right.
You don't want to do it. You don't want to see you.
3-7-8-5-7-4-3-0-2. Let me ask, Queen, did you have a question or something that we can explore real quick?
No, I was just listening to you guys, but I'm not really interested.
I wasn't saying it to be
rude, but again, whenever I first came on, it was a problem because I didn't attend the ladies' night or whatever the event was. I called in just like everyone else would call in, but I was
Nobody was saying it was a problem because you didn't attend it. What Black was saying was he appreciated you actually calling in because of the fact that he's still quote unquote number.
Yeah, well, I knew that it was an anniversary, so that's why I called in.
We appreciate you calling in for the anniversary. That's what we love, because tonight is not ladies' night. We're just going over
But I'll have the next one.
I don't know.
I'm confused right now. Maybe it's the alcohol.
Yeah,
I'm
I'm thinking.
First of all, you're not even drinking, my son. I don't know why I even taught you that. Every time you look at that bottle, you're going to hear in your head, Spidey taught me. Remember that.
Rob Johnson.
Wow.
Just remember that.
Okay, well.
785-74302. We got shit going on. We got everything all over the place, but of course, everything is all love. Those who call in already know what
okay.
it is.
Well, you know what I want to ask really quick on pregame?
What?
For the people who have watched, who have seen, whether it be in the theaters or on bootleg, the people that who have watched The Hunger Games, if you could pair a Lady Steel up with somebody to survive, who would it be, Brooklyn Black or Spider-Man?
Wait, hold on. Before anyone says anything, Lady Steel, what the hell did you just ask?
Huh?
What did you just ask?
I said for those who are listening that have seen The Hunger Games, if they could pair me up with anybody to survive to the end, would it be you or Spider-Man?
Now, are we talking about real life qualities and things like that, or just how we get at it?
Well, I take it none of you guys have seen Hunger Games.
I read the book.
I'm just going to say this before anything else is said, and I'm going to shut up.
We won't talk
about
it until everybody sees it.
I'm just saying, I'm thriving. I don't care about y'all other two. I'm living. I'm getting out.
I don't know. Spider-Man, but you have to web me some stuff in my inbox because I need to send you something.
Send me something in the inbox.
What? Spider-Man needs to web me some stuff in my inbox because I need to send him something.
Like what?
Let me put stuff to the inbox.
Oh my god, whatever.
Look out
what
you're talking about.
What you need to know then.
Just a question. This free game radio will be right back. It's the 2-year anniversary. As you see, we're all just here wilding out. And we got more stuff coming up for y'all in a minute. Shout out to Baltimore, son. He's on the check and rocking with us. We'll be right back.
With a couple yards to go, I'm large with dough. I keep a couple yards to blow. Not long ago, I kept a couple songs to show the monster flow. Come on, dog, y'all should know. I'm feeling strange in the veins. There's something off with yo. So many lanes in the game now, it's hard to blow. I never cheat on these streets, that's the honor code. But gimmicks and images by the beats, I'm on to those. I should be on the globe. I had sit downs with record execs, offering checks to sponsor dough, and never heard nothing back, man. Forget connecting the dots. I'm trying to cobble up the block like Pac-Man. They threw the battery pack on my back, man. A pack in my left hand, a gat in my lap, man. They go a fast stack if you act whack, man. But I smashed that plan and I gave it back, man. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough. I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough. I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough. I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just.
time, so I whine with my behind. Been taking my time, and my rhymes have got to be the greatest of my time. In my mind, they hate to see a brother get my shine. And my kind, stay on the grind and tell the sun up. Been feeling peaceful lately, but please, brother, don't run up. In the mornings, I gotta see my wife and son up. To see their face every day, I blaze and keep the gun up. But that's a different story, whole type another situation. Let's flip the script to the dilemma that this brother facing. Fighting with the fact that I might never be on. I know dudes ain't getting deals, never tight without bond. It ain't hate, cause I don't feel they got a right to belong. In the same light as me, that's why I'm writing this song. I'm reciting it, my 10 days, I'm slightly beyond. Right or wrong, I know the game ain't gon' like when I'm gone. But I'm gone, cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Plenty of dudes out here inking deals, and they lose sight of reality.
Keep it real, man.
They lose sight of the people that was down with them in the trenches, you know? New friends, new ends,
new shows.
But when the money gone, the people
man,
gone too, you know?
Gone too.
Then you're gonna come back to those people that was once down.
Around, man.
But those familiar faces gonna
turn
them frowns. They only want you while you high, babe.
That's the truth, man.
Please believe.
Because
a dude don't got a deal, don't make him the real deal.
Yeah, pre-game radio, we're back, Brooklyn Black, Lady Steel, Spider-Man, we're holding it down, two-year anniversary. Tomorrow night, Spider-Man and Ed will be holding it down. I'll be over at the Space Palace, 846 Myrtle Ave, holding down the whole party thing over there, so if you're in Brooklyn, definitely come through. Let's see, I'll be back over at the Space Palace April 20th for the 420 party, but you already knew that, and May 7th. I'm at the Pyramid Club with Beanie Siegel, so definitely tune in. And like I said, I'll be giving away tickets and stuff to the May 7th affair, so definitely keep a lock to pregame radio. Lady Still, have you found your guest yet?
What's your stuff?
I said, have you found your guest yet?
No, I'm still running around. I think maybe in a couple of minutes. If not, then we'll save it for the next show, but I'm still running around.
All right, cool. No worries. We can definitely do that. Oh, and also, I will be attending the I Am Culture Fashion Show going down April 26th at, Club Apex, I believe it's called. And that's also, from what I've been told, is Lady Steel's appreciation party, so that's why I'll be in the building, and I'm going to wear a suit and shit. But,
First, you wearing a suit for me?
Yep, just for you.
I need
what baby room? What day is this? When is this supposed to go down?
Allegedly, it's supposed to go down on the 26th of April.
At Club HK.
26th of April. Okay.
Oh, shit. Spider-Man going to be in the building. That nigga's going to come.
This is what's gonna happen. He's not coming. He's gonna bring a squad to freaking firebomb the place. That's all.
Wow. What are you talking about? Listen, if I'm in the city, I'll come through. But I'm gonna be in uniform. That's what I'm saying. I need to know when I need to get together.
You come in uniform, then we got a deal. You come in uniform, we got a deal.
All right, it's going to be the greens, not the blues.
Yeah, the Charlies. I want the Charlies.
The what?
The Charlies.
The Charlies?
Nigga, the greens, okay? The greens and
yeah,
the Charlies.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I'm going to be with.
Okay.
Now we get
I think I'm a freaking caveman because I was married to a Marine and I don't know what the hell the rank system is. I'm telling you.
Listen, that's your fault for marrying a Marine. No disrespect to any Marines listening, by the way.
Yeah, you see him? Ladies and gentlemen, do you hear his ass? Whatever.
Anyway. Hey, I decided to not become a bullet sponge for a reason.
Look, this is probably like the worst anniversary show ever.
But hey, that you know,
we're having fun, right? We're having fun. We, you know, what I'm saying that's pretty much what I wanted it to be. You know what I mean? We're having fun. We're celebrating. You know what I'm saying?
We're living good together in the backyard in Brooklyn. Chopping it off.
Bad, Brooklyn.
Yo,
forget
if we did that, you wouldn't come anyway, still?
What?
If we did that, you wouldn't come. It would just be me, Spider-Man.
You know what? Shut the fuck up, because guess what? Lady Steel's been living deep in Flatbush for God knows how long, and nobody knew about it, okay?
Okay, and I was born in Flatbush, born and raised. What does that got to do with that?
The whole point is,
oh, and for all of our New York listeners, Flatbush is a neighborhood in Brooklyn, New York.
I've been deep in Flatbush, okay? And nobody knows, so.
Populated by a lot of Caribbean folk.
Shout out to my boys on Fenimore between Bedford and Rogers. Just saying.
No, how about Flatbush and Quartalli Road?
So.
Also,
I spent some time in Best Star. Shout out to my dudes on Hall City in Saratoga.
Please do not report to Flatbush and Quartalli. It's close, but it's no cigar. So do not congregate.
It's close, but it's no cigar. I'm not even comparing. I'm just giving shout outs to my people.
Oh, God, look.
Fuck him. Fuck you.
Wow, I didn't know that I did nothing.
Nah, she's on
the show. He knows by now to accept fuck yous as honor badges, so.
My bad, I almost broke your spot.
There you
wow.
go.
I don't know how to, I don't know how to take that one, but 347-857-4302. We have about half an hour left. Like I said, we're here celebrating. Lady still got the Parmesan. You already know what I'm doing. And, you know, Spider-Man's designated motherfucking DJ tonight.
You do.
You know, but other than that, we're chilling. Big shout-out to, like I said, Baltimore Sun. Big shout-out to Queen. Shout-out to Silky. It's not everyone who helps Free Game Radio run, who keeps the group popping, you know.
Well,
and we haven't been getting any news stories from Lady Steel and Free Game Radio, but y'all hear me though.
You know what? You know what? Time out. Because don't make me to be the villain when, in actuality, first off, Facebook has a limit of 200 groups, and guess what? I always reach my limit. No matter who I delete, no matter how many people I delete, and the only thing I can keep up with is my group for the most part. So I expect that if you're a member of my group that you just take whatever you want to take from it and you post it in your own group. Because I really don't have time, and even as of late,
I like posts from Lady Steel in the group. That's all
what?
I'm saying. I said I like posts from Lady Steel in the group. That's all I'm saying.
I've been neglecting my own group, okay, people? And so if it's that serious, you just have to, I don't know what you got to do. Like, either kill yourself or get with the program. But it's one or the other. Like, I have, like, some crazy shit going on behind the scenes. You would not believe, okay? I'm trying to video.
Wow, she is just so mean.
Well, that's not very Christian to tell people to kill themselves.
Right? You can't tell people to kill themselves on the air?
Well, that's what, you know what? If you guys woke up tomorrow morning and you read the headline, lady that calls herself Lady Steel hung herself, what would you do?
Go to sleep.
Yourself?
Well, shit like that could possibly be a reality. So just know I'm dealing with a lot of stuff. That's all.
Wow. All right.
Okay.
347-857-4302. Once again, it's
the Academy Awards.
We're here celebrating, and we're chilling. Big shot, Lady Steel. You know I love you, girl. And we'll be right back.
Inside, outside, this bitch, yeah, this bitch, yeah, this bitch, yeah. No sides outside, this bitch, yeah, this bitch, yeah, this bitch, yeah. East side, west side, this bitch, yeah, this bitch, yeah, this bitch, yeah. It ain't your motherfucking body, this bitch, yeah, this bitch, yeah, this bitch, yeah.
Inside, outside, it don't matter where. Niggas act up, they disappearing into thin air. H square,
yeah.
When you see the homies, throw it up. If we don't tear it down, I guarantee we blow it up. Favorite color brown skin, but I like a red bone. Never love a hoe, I only make them bring the bread home. Your girl brush you off, cause she got a period. Your bitch suck me off, cause she got a period. You better think twice if you gon' pop. See a bunch of big second letter niggas in the spot. And yes, they with me. Yes, they dipsy. Yes, they squeeze till they whole clip empty. Don't tempt me, trigger happy nigga. I hit you with 16 before I touch the trigger. Steady stacking money, so it's easy to figure. Every time you see these homies, know they pockets getting bigger.
Inside, outside, this bitch, yeah. This bitch, yeah. This bitch, yeah. No sides outside, this bitch, yeah. This bitch, yeah. This bitch, yeah. East side, west side, this bitch, yeah. This bitch, yeah. This bitch, yeah. It ain't your motherfucking body, this bitch.
Tear this bitch up like a coochie hole and take your top off like where the hell the roof just go. There's some youngins in this game that'll hurt your flow. I'm the leader of these kids like Rufio. It's a Sundance kid, one hit a quitter. Now it's a team thing, so get this one for the giver. Right handed man, mean left hook. Jab like Zab in a pretty boy look. BK Burrow, Flatbush Thorough. 4-6 my block, eating cheese like Herbert. Goons outside, tricked out rise. Chicks on deck looking so damn fly. Cush by the pound, check my nigga eye. Mob in front of Mr. Chin, we getting it in. With them Sioux gangsters, true blue homies. Thugs and the hustlers, tear it up with me.
Inside, outside, this bitch, yeah. This bitch, yeah. This bitch, yeah. No sides outside, this bitch, yeah. This bitch, yeah. This bitch, yeah. East side, west side, this bitch, yeah. This bitch, yeah. This bitch, yeah. They ain't your motherfucking body, this bitch, yeah. This bitch, yeah. This bitch, yeah.
I'm getting head like a lace front, puffing on a haze blunt. North, south, east, west, rolling up, release stress. I let shorty holler now. Gonna get up. They heard when I put it down that I did that shit up. I'm focused on the future like a two-hour schooler. Money longer than the ruler. Pack chips like Euler. Maneuver through the sewer. DC's manure. No roof on the coupe. Make the car look cooler. Far from a jeweler, but I drop jewels left and right. You might get left if you can't get it right. When I'm stuck in the struggle, I resort to the hustle. Take a step, flip the pack, and get back double. New York City, do you see me? I'm getting my grind on. No lights, no camera, still getting my shine on. And if you don't see me, then your vision is impaired. As I tear it up with the homies, 8 squared, yeah.
Inside, outside, this bitch, yeah. This bitch, yeah. This bitch, yeah. No sides outside, this bitch, yeah. This bitch, yeah. This bitch, yeah. East side, west side, this bitch, yeah. This bitch, yeah. This bitch, yeah. It ain't your motherfucking body, this bitch, yeah. This bitch, yeah. We'll be right back.
hope.
Rack city chick, rack city chick. Big dog, fat ass, pink titty bitch. Hobby goes up in the street with a gritty ass. Wait, let me get my point across. I need a man with a dick like a horse. He called me wet wet. How about the bed sheet? I'm the great one. Gretzky, the best seat, trying to get a nibble. English accent when I'm on and in the middle. Second fiddle, never bitch, I leave the orchestra. Tell you I love you, I'm nothing and I'm off ya. Arch back shots like the Yankees. Pull my head, pound it hard, baby, spank me. Stilettos in the air, he wanna lick the rapper. Ecstasy, my pussy is the rapture. I wanna capture, baby, get the camera. White trash sex like the Tommy Lee and Pamela. I wanna feel your dick throb in my short shot. Stretch hammer dick, let me take it out the holster. Touch me, tease me, fuck me, please me. Addicted to the dick, I be fiending when it leaves me. I wanna fuck it till we both can't breathe. Face down, ass up, daddy, give it to me. I'm a rack city chick, rack city chick. Big dog, fat ass, big city bitch. I be all up in the street with a gritty ass. Rack city chick, big dog, fat ass, big city bitch. I be all up in the street with a gritty ass. Pretty big bitch, certified G, so salute the boys before you holler at me. I wanna take you at your VIP and let you touch me. Down a few bottles at home and let you fuck me. I wanna ride you like a carousel. Pussy in your face, give your brains while we're parallel. Lick it like it's gum in the middle like a blow pop. Baby, don't stop, baby, don't stop. I'm about to bust it in your mouth, swallow that. Dons go all night long, shit wear hollow at. With a bottle at, drunk sex dreaming. I'm fucking on the waterbed and looking for the semen. Already fiending and pussy still pouring. I wanna fuck you long time till the morning. Wreck city, bitch, I be with a cash at. Sit back with it hard dick and watch my ass clap. Wreck city chick, wreck city chick. Big dog, fat ass, big titty bitch. I be all up in the street with a gritty ass. Rack city chick, rack city chick. Big dog, fat ass, big titty bitch. I be all up in the street with a gritty ass.
Yeah, that was Persia with Rack Titty off her upcoming mixtape. And don't worry, I'm going to get up on here soon. Brooklyn Black, Spider-Man, Lady Steel in the building, 347-857-4302. Pretty game radio, 2-year celebration.
I just want to clarify something really quick.
What's
it's
that?
Because I know I made my last statement or whatever the case may be, and it's not for me to joke or be like comical about it. But just simply because I really did recently, as in within the past 2 weeks, I lost a friend to suicide, and he hung himself. And so, like, it was just a wake-up call for me, as to the point, like, you never know what someone really is going through, and there's a lot of people that are out there that really do, like, abuse the whole I'm going to kill myself line, but they don't go through with it. But the kicker is, you know, with my friend, when he really got to that decision, there was no broadcast. He did not reach out to nobody. He just did it, and someone just found him. So, you know, just, like, keep that in mind. I'm not, like, away because I want to be away or because I think I'm better or anything like that. I'm going through a lot, and that's one of the many things that I'm having to deal with.
Oh, you know you good over here. You know you don't have to come with a late note or a doctor's note or no shit.
No, I know, but it's still a reality for me. And I think it's something that a lot of people should take note of as well.
Most definitely. It's Free Game Radio. Like I said, we're here. We're holding it down. All right. I have to ask because I gotta see if I doubt Lady Steel remembers.
What?
But matter of fact, I know for a fact Lady Steel doesn't remember because she wasn't here. Spider Man wasn't here neither. But when we had our first show of 2012, and no, not even our first show, our January 27th show, we had our pregame approved artists of the year days. We had Baltimore Sun. We had Monet Stacks, who was female, and we had all three of them together, and the freestyle that they put down definitely set the bar for this year. Now, you've been here for freestyles. Now, I'm saying my top two was that one. That one was definitely my top freestyle of the past 2 years, and after that would be the one that Bugatti Surf did on my birthday show.
There's no way that I think that I wasn't there for days, because I know that Marjorie was promoting him heavily. I'm pretty sure I was there for that, but if not, I know Bugatti I was definitely there for, because I was over to Brooklyn Black, and I was there for all three nights.
Right. You were there for when Days freestyled by himself. You weren't there for the cypher between Days, Baltimore Sun, and Monet Stax. You weren't there for that one, but don't worry, I will put you on. I will put you guys on to that.
How did that turn out? Because that definitely, no, I wasn't there for that.
So, I just wanted to know from you, Steel, what was your freestyle, your favorite one?
I don't know. I thought that, throughout all of it, for me, Days had the most commercial value. However, Sir, both you had before, huh? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I think Dave, he has the most commercial value, but I think Bugatti Sir, he speaks more to my heart. And, that's pretty much where I'm going to end it.
Now, matter of fact, Spider-Man, you were here for a couple freestyles as well, right?
He's the one that allowed Dax's auto-tune ass to even be relevant.
I think we lost Spider-Man.
It was Spider-Man, I'm telling you.
Okay. There he was. Now, I was asking you, Spider-Man, I said you was here for a few freestyles. Were there, your favorites?
I remember when the one of the limited times I was actually on to hear a freestyle, I appreciated James's input one night. He came. I think I said it. I think that was when Steel was out here that I kind of appreciated his heart into the whole.
No, I'm going to tell you right now, when I was out there, we wasn't listening to whatever the hell was going on. However, when Jack premiered his stuff, I was not out there, and so we were able to take a listen, and you were more lenient than I was. You gave Jack a more lenient ear. You allowed Jack to pass through. That's why that shit is being replayed now, even though I thought it was garbage. And you still think that it's good. That's where we go ahead when it came to the music. Because you thinking that it's high school musical talent show. And I'm like, no, we're talking about, grown-ass men and women that are trying to make a career, and this is not going to work.
Everybody has to start somewhere. Period. If you have to start from the bottom,
in order to get to the top of the ladder, you have to start from the bottom. Everybody don't get to start, though, because where you may be starting in the R&B career, maybe you're supposed to be a Picasso, and you're not supposed to be a Whitney.
So you're not supposed to be a Whitney. Are you serious? So anybody who isn't a Whitney loses, is basically what you're telling me.
No.
Wait, because we're talking vocally.
We're talking about shit that matters and not all the extra shit right now. So don't try to go into particulars with me, because you know I can follow you wherever you try to go. So let's keep it simple.
Wait. Like I said, I want to know what exactly she means by a Whitney.
Well, exactly, and like I said, when I say a Whitney, I mean by vocal range. Even if you don't want to say a Whitney, we could say a Mariah. What are you trying to do? Are you going to duel me with Mary J. Blige? Are you serious? At the end of the day, we're talking about vocal range, where you can go, how you sound, being soft, not manly with it, not Luciano Pavarotti with it. We're talking about some shit we're actually going to listen to. Okay? So, with all of that, calm, cool, collected, and we all agree on that, like I said, when we're talking about somebody singing, there are some people that think that they're meant to sing when they're better off meant to silently fucking draw.
Got you. I understand where she's coming from now.
Indeed.
You know, that's why sometimes we just need an explanation, you know, because sometimes, you know, the lady say stuff and we be like, what? And we don't, sometimes we just need it broken down.
None of you guys are here right now. None of you guys are rubbing my coochie. None of you guys are looking at or eating it. None of that stuff. So I don't
wait,
care.
Wait, where did that come from?
I don't know. It was very random, but it sounded so right.
Wow. Because if I'm not mistaken, I think we were agreeing with her.
I mean, but that doesn't change what I'm saying. Like I said, I'd be losing. None of you guys are doing any of that. I'm not saying that you're
doing that. I'm with you now. I got you. But I'm gonna slow it down a little bit just for steel. And we'll be right back to, you know, wrap shit up and once again go over the events. And I know at one of the events I'm gonna be at, I know for damn sure I'm still gonna be there with me. But it's Free Game Radio and we'll be right back.
The meaning of love, and what's it gotta do with me, and why does everything so good have to end up so badly? I'm really just a simple girl, don't need a lot to make me happy, when all I really want is you, so why you wanna live without me? All of these times I've tried, the whole time you only lied, you preyed on my weakness, and I don't even know why. And I don't even know why. Lonely, who did I leave behind? You said you loved me, that was just all a lie. You think you got me? You think you got me? In the end, I think you did. We were together. I don't know where we fell apart. Strangers with broken hearts. You didn't even waste any time. You moved on just feeling fine. But what about me? Oh, say what about me? Oh,
I tell you like this. You're fucking selfish. You'll never change.
You'll never change.
Same from now, you'll still be the same.
Still be the same.
You'll have a girlfriend. Hey, maybe two. Still be running around just like you do. You can't forgive me. I'm in your veins.
I'm in your veins.
So you be asking yourself, how did we change?
How did we change?
But then they ask me, would I take you back? And I think to myself and say, not yet, not yet. You're not ready for me, not yet.
You did. Oh, 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 oh.
Yo, when I come home with last forever. Right now, just in the nasty flicks,
nasty letters.
See you in the VI room
with the loonies.
Yeah, you my bottom,
but you a goonie.
Money on my books,
commissary piled up,
collect call picked up.
Every time I dialed her,
our love is set in stone.
She represents for me.
Come home, rolls for her,
and the vent for me. Stand up lights in the cell,
knowing she meant for me. Anytime I'm called on a visit,
know she sent for me.
I could have been left alone,
but she rode out.
So our love is set in stone. What?
Together.
About to, you know, pretty much wind things down. Tune in tomorrow. I'll be over at the Space Palace, 846 Myrtle Ave in Brooklyn, holding it down. Spider-Man and Ever-B definitely in the place to be tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
And also, next Friday on the 20th, I'll be back over there for the 420 party. So people trying to get down, cool little intimate type, party type nature. Hit me up, follow me on Twitter at Brooklyn Black. I'll definitely post more of the details and everything like that. May 7th, I'm at the Pyramid Club with Beanie Siegel. And also on the 26th, HK Lounge, where I am Culture. Shout out to Miss Brooklyn, New Cues. And Lady Stills, her appreciation party and everything like that. Lady Stills, any events you want to plug before we get up out of here? I guess she doesn't, or she's in another intense makeout session or something. you know, but
yeah.
Oh, Lisa, you got any?
Do I have
any events you want to plug real quick? Anything that you're working on? Any projects?
And you know what? For right now, what I do have. I did track down my guest, and it's the Mambo Kid. One of the shows that I'm working on, The Warrior's Way of Life, which hopefully most of you guys will be interested in if you don't want to get your asses whooped. So without further ado, I'll pass the phone over, and you can speak to him yourself.
Hello?
Yeah, what's good?
What's good? Talk to me. I'm a world champion kickboxer, and I kick ass all over the country, all over the world.
Alright, well, let the people know who you are, man.
Well, they call me the Mambo Kid. I dash the rings with girls before I knock somebody out. I'm a world super middleweight kickboxing champion. I'm getting ready to fight for the world light heavyweight title. Actually, I fought for it before, but, you know, I fought in Kazakhstan, and they robbed me of a fucking decision, those fucking guys. But they gave me a rematch, and I'm looking to keep the nigga ass the way I did before, a little better. But this is what I'm doing. This is my business. And outside of that, I have a nonprofit foundation where I help kids out of gangs. And if you ever heard the name T. Rogers, he's the founder of Bloods. I'm his godson. So I've been a Blood for about 15 years, and basically that gives me the label of King Asswhipper. But who am I talking to?
Oh, you're talking to Brooklyn Black. You live and direct on Pregame Radio. So do you have Twitter, Facebook, anything like that so that people can follow you and see what you're doing and everything?
Yes, I do, because Ransom Steel actually is right now a social producer on my TV show, The Warrior's Way of Life. And she's actually my acting manager right now because all the things I'm in, I got offers for a movie, You know, I got the TV show. I got a fight contract with her. I'm going to fight my last few fights. I mean, I'm getting ready to turn 40 in May, so I'm an old dude, but I knock out people half my age. So, I mean, she's my manager, and she's handling a lot of stuff that's going on right now, and that's all I can really speak on at the moment.
All right, no doubt. We wish you the best of luck in everything, and hope you continue to knock niggas out during your career.
Well, that's what I want to do, and you know what? When those fights happen, I want to invite you as my guest, and I give you ringside seats so you can see this happen, and you can talk about it on your radio show.
Most definitely, we'll definitely do that. Still, linked up all the info that we need to keep in contact and everything like that. Once again, most definitely, thanks for calling in.
There's this new company. It's called Free Fight X, and they're actually signing hopefully next week. And this is a company that's going to rival UFC, and they promote boxing MMA all on the same show, and I'm one of their major stars, and you're going to be my guest ringside when I start doing the knocking out and do what I do best. And Randall Pierce is going to rant and tell people the truth on how this is going down because, I do a mambo when I do it, and I make sure to dance and make people entertained before I knock them out. And I want you to be ringside when that happens.
Oh, definitely. I'll be in the place to be. For sure.
So I'm going to put you to my acting manager, Randall Steele, and she'll tell you what the word and how it goes down. Thank you.
Yes, most happy. Thank you, bro.
Hello.
All right. So, Steele, definitely keep me and that brother there in contact so we can get things going. Got another call, last four digits, 2745. What's good? You're live and direct on pregame radio.
Uh-huh. Yes, it's Abdul. What's up, bro? What's up, Black?
What up? What's up, Abdul? What's going on?
Yeah, you probably don't remember me from, I'm out here, Minnesota. You probably don't remember me, though.
I'm pretty sure I remember you guys.
I mean, well, guess what? Give us a reason to remember you.
Reason to remember me? I called and did the Uncle Ruckus stuff a while
Ruckus,
back.
My grandson right here.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah, I just wanted to.
He called in like back in the days during the first couple shows. He had a real uncanny Uncle Ruckus impression.
Yeah, Uncle Ruckus, no relation. That's right.
Robert,
you think? That's pretty much me. I just wanted to call in this show to show my love and everything and say congratulations on the 2 years, man.
Thank you. I appreciate the love, man. Thanks for calling. We're still here doing the damn thing. Like I said, thanks for the support. We're going to get into another call. Last four digits, 2880. You're live for pregame radio.
Hey, yo, what's up, Black? It's Nat Burner calling from Richmond.
Nat Burner, what's good? What's going on, man?
Man, everything is great, son. Make a lot of noise down here, telling everybody to call up there to get hooked into the Blog Talk Radio. Congratulations, yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate the love.
Yeah, let you know. We'll be sending some fire your way real soon.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you. So much for calling in. As you guys know, it's already 12 o'clock. You know, we got pretty much ready to wrap it up. And as always, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the plan. Don't drink and drive. Be safe. We want you to pregame next time. Like I said, tune in tonight, 10 p.m. Spider-Man and Ebba be in the building. You know,
yes,
we got Lady Steel is back. Don't forget, we got spoken words next week. On the 27th and the 28th. So it's a lot of things going
on. We're not planning on participating in it.
Yes, and also, tonight we'll be back. All right, so you're ready at first. Like I said, you guys be safe. Have a good night. Much love. 2 years free. Get rid of it. So many more. And we out of here.